This week on Clown College. This is the Clown College Podcast. We're just a couple open micers trying to make our way through the scene.
Where we interview comedians throughout different stages of their comedy career. No matter if they're open micers, headliners, or traveling comedians.
I'm here too. Jamie 2.0, I just talk a lot more.
Damn it, Brandon.
Go sit in the corner.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make you sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while to fit down the clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Vanessa, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon.
But what Brandon's saying is AIDS isn't real. That way he doesn't have to come out and say that he has AIDS.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
Excuse.
He's just got the suds, bro.
Hey. Worms. Hey, boys. New digs?
Hell yeah.
Shit's tight, dude. Shit is unbelievably tight. We got Dennis Rodman in the studio. Kim Jong-un coming soon.
Hell yeah, he'll be there.
Hey, back here, Dan Price made us this poster when
he came on.
Shout out Dan.
Shit's nice.
And whereas Lethal Weapon, it's pretty tight.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and we got a little callbacks to the old set. Yeah. You guys digging it?
Yes, I am.
It's tight.
This is nice.
It's fun.
Hell,
this
yeah.
chair is comfortable.
It is comfy.
People are probably going to see my ass crack at some point, dude.
Hey, look. There you go.
It definitely goes to your mangina.
Oh, for sure, dude.
Dante won't have shit on you.
No, he won't.
Hey, how you been, Brandon?
Man, I am doing great. Look at this.
Yeah.
It's good. We've done it all, too. And it's been a year.
It's been a year,
and now some days.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
A year and some change, dude.
Uh-huh.
Round that up.
And guess what else, man? When I was eating these gummy bears earlier, I saw some shit. Hold on, it's pretty cool.
Okay.
Can you get it open?
It's all of them mushed together.
That's pretty sick.
It's like the human centipede of gummy
bears.
Damn,
I like how it's real smooth on that one.
I know, it's really smooth. It's nice.
Take a bite.
I'm going to eat all this.
Oh, he throated it.
Jesus.
Yeah, huh? Shit.
Damn.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with this.
Oh, my gosh. It looks like
I can't get it off.
Oh, my gosh.
Is
there a bone in it? Why is he shaking?
It's in no way.
Damn, bro.
Brandon.
This is some tough shit, man.
Oh, God.
Damn, that hurt my tooth.
It's good, though, huh?
It is good.
I hope you have dental insurance, man.
This shit is perfect. If I didn't bite it, I would have been like anybody wants something. I bet it. So.
I'll bite from the other side.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Pass the rock, bro. You can throw it.
You want me to throw this for real?
Throw it.
It's a big risk.
Damn, he's overhanded?
Oh, shit.
He stuck to my hand. I can't tell what... Oh, you bit from that side.
Mm-hmm. Get up in there.
Mm.
Yeah.
The gooey.
Mm-hmm. Don, nice. You want some?
No, I'm fine.
You want to eat the rest of it?
I'm okay.
Okay. I'll stick it to Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, put it on the junk. There you go.
So, where's the b-ball at?
Oh, shit.
Spalding. Yeah. we played a game, didn't we?
We sure as hell did. Are you still chewing that?
Yeah, he's
oh my gosh, bro.
All right, there we go.
The hell was in your piece
dude,
of
I
head.
Had to just swallow that bitch. All right, now let's pause.
Oh, dude, you could have choked. Or
no, what? It was at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we got
it. It's there. Better to swallow.
Well, yeah, if it's food, yeah.
Yeah.
If it's food.
Yeah.
Semen.
Something. Yeah. No?
But as long as it has protein in it.
No, because there's slippery slopes to that, man. A lot of stuff has proteins that you're not supposed to put in your mouth for eat.
What?
Like what?
Like what he just said, semen. Did you hear that? He was like, semen.
I never said that.
And why are you not supposed to put semen in your mouth?
Well, I mean, you can do whatever you want.
It's not harmful, though, is it?
No, it's actually not harmful.
Actually
so if you were dying in a desert and you needed protein to live, you would eat it, right?
If I'm dying in a desert, I feel like, like, wait a minute. So where are they coming from? So it's just me and I'm doing this?
You and your buddy.
Me and my, so we're both dying and we have no protein?
Yeah, you just, yeah.
And there's no protein in the semen,
so
right?
You have to, yeah, it is. It's enough to get you, you know, to where you got to go.
So there's
going to
be guaranteed protein.
It'll give you just enough energy to get to the nearest
No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're going to die either way.
So you're going to do it. Hey.
Nope. Okay, maybe. No, I'm just fucking with you.
Well, hey, this is a year episode, right?
Yes, it is.
So we got to have something that's annual. Because we're going to be doing this for multiple years.
True.
Forever, dude.
At least till Brandon is 18.
For life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about we shoot it to Dan Price and Moonshine Ping Pong for our annual basketball game?
Let's do it.
It's a good idea.
She had 9 assists, 5 rebounds, and hit 12 of 18 from the field in the Dayton Sunshine's 82-51 mothering of the Key West Ladybugs. It's giving damn. In men's basketball, we turn now to the first annual Clown College Basketball Invitational, brought to you by Mike and Bill's Presidential Barbershop. It's time now to meet the players.
Shaggy, these buckets are a mystery. Bryce Fletcher, y'all fuck with Eminem?
Dom Carr, Schiller Elementary. Why do fat bitches always smell like mashed potatoes?
And that was 2.5 gingers. The game is played inside under fluorescent lights, but at least 2 of those gingers should be wearing sunscreen. 2.5 Ginger star player Dom Carr will be blocking the lane, as he does wherever he goes. Now let's take a look at the Redskins.
I'm not Post Malone. I just smell like cigarettes.
Charlie Swisher, not gay.
Brandon Willis, fuck Garfield.
And that was the Redskins. That's an impressive lineup considering most trailer parks don't have basketball teams. The Redskins star player Brandon Willis is reported to have made an illegal bet that he couldn't score 1 point. The bet is apparently worth $100, or as Brandon Willis calls it, 3 months' rent. Now, let's go down to courtside with Jack and Sci-Fi.
Thank you, Dan. Welcome to the first annual Clown College basketball game. Tell us who's playing today, Jack.
Oh, we got an exciting game between the Redskins and the Oreos. So let's start with some introductions.
Sending it to you, Pat.
JJ, as the captain and serial killer of the team, what kind of plan do you have tonight to win this very, very crucial game?
Dominate and win.
Dominate and win. Do you have a plan for that?
Beat them.
Beat them. How hard?
So fucking hard, Pat.
The mind of a psychopath. Mr. Lumbra, I just talked to the psychopath JJ. He said he plans to dominate by beating you. How do you respond to that?
He's a trailer trash honky, and he really doesn't know how to play the game, and we're going to go out there, we're going to prove that with hard work, dedication, and sportsmanship.
He's a honky, folks. What is your secret weapon for tonight?
Our secret weapon is Dom. He's just a massive black hole, and his gravitational force will pull the other team's shots back down to the ground, and it'll cause us to get a rebound and a quick bucket.
Such a Star Trek response. Back to you guys.
All right.
What's your scouting report say?
My scouting report? From the little bit of knowledge I've just learned, Dom is really the dark horse of this. He's has the least athletic build, but he is very selfless. But my boy Bryce up in here with the pants, I respect that.
The fit.
Yeah, substitute teacher fit, but willing to play with his inner city youth students.
You see that back pedal he has?
Oh! Okay, we got a what would be a 3, but it's a 1 for the Oreos. Okay, Bryce with the pump fake. Ooh. Bryce plays like he watches a lot of basketball and basketball-related movies.
Josh Giddey fan?
Oh, big Josh Giddey fan. You could say he was at a Giddey freak-off. If you found out how much Bryce hates Josh Giddey, that one's just for you, Bryce. Okay.
Be smooth.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Have you ever noticed that Brandon kind of looks like Big Poppy from the Boston Red Sox?
David Ortiz?
Yes, sir.
I can. Ooh, yeah, I can see it.
He's like Little Poppy Chulo. Oh, okay. JJ stroking that thing. Ah, man.
Out of bounds. The German.
Ooh, Bryce is... Bryce plays, bro. He's playing with some attitude.
And yeah, flair.
Snapped it out. Oh, Brandon setting the score for the Redskins. Athena, did you see that? That counts. It counts. Yes, it does.
$100.
Score is tied. Oreos and Redskins. Oh, and I wish he almost did again. It counts. You know, Dom has been acting very funny since the IQ results came out. Oh, Brandon is playing great defense.
Oh.
Oh, I think if Lumbro will actually look at his shots, they would go in because he would have better follow through.
He needs a headband.
Definitely. That hair's getting in his eyes. Brandon's sure. Just shooting. I love it. Brandon shoots like a rookie cop in the inner city neighborhood. Anything that moves, he's shooting at it. Okay, it looks like there's a little matching of the wills between JJ and Dom. If you pay attention, I think cardio-wise, Charlie Swisher might be in the best shape of all.
Oh, yeah.
If this Brandon with a nasty shot.
Hand down, man down.
Brandon said, I shall not be held back. Okay, let's see. Oh, out on Brandon, but that's okay. Redskins 2, Orioles 1. Okay, Dom is in the post with Brandon. Brandon playing immaculate defense. Oh,
not today.
I think if Dom's diabetes didn't make him have such tingly fingertips, he could have probably kept
a little bit
the
of
ball.
Numbness. Yeah,
yeah, he probably could have kept the ball in bounds.
Oh. Oh.
Uh-oh, they're letting Brandon and Dom iso. Okay, it's ball to Swisher.
Ooh.
Oh! Yo, Brandon's showing he's the embodiment of Kobe Bryant. Woo! Oh, man. Man, I have not heard something that crisp. It's clearly fall because it is a crisp breeze in this gym, thanks to Brandon.
And Brandon's only focused on the game. He's not.
I will say that shot was just as moist as Brandon's forehead right now. He looking his skin with that mistiness looks like gravy.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, Lumbra trying to shoot and missing. Brandon feeling it. Oh, a little bit too much mustard on that dog.
Working out too much.
Lumbra with a three. Ooh. It would have been a three, but it's a one. Oreos 2, Redskins 3. Okay, Lumbra has the ball. Oh, okay, Bryce with the fake. Ooh, putting some jelly on it. Putting some jelly on it. I've noticed the Oreos like to play with a lot more finesse.
Oh, yeah. They're more flashy.
Yeah, they're so flashy, but it's not really accomplishing them anything. Mm-mm. That is the Redskins' game plan right now. If you notice, JJ is really – everybody's passing the ball. Nobody's trying to take, you know, just stingy shots. Mm-hmm. It's really good teamwork.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, Matthew Lumbra building a house out there with these bricks. Redskins 3, Oreos 2. Okay, Charlie Swisher out here. I want to see Charlie Swisher play a little bit more confident. Just like Brandon. Brandon was really about to shoot that.
A little bit more selfishness.
Yeah, a little bit more selfishness. Believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. Believe in yourself. That's the place to start.
Ooh. Ooh, with the hook.
Sky hook. Okay, Dom driving. You know what? One thing I do respect, Dom, if you notice, has compression socks and sleeves on. While everybody else is kind of doing it for style, his is actually for medical use.
Oh, yeah. He's got the copper linings.
Oh, yeah. His joints are just inflamed right now. Okay. A little miss by Charlie Swish. Charlie can't make a swisher. Lumber putting him in a blender. Oh! From behind the backboard. Talk your talk, young man. Talk your talk.
Oh, he's feeling it.
Ah, but it's not filling him.
Mm-mm.
JJ sizing him up, driving. Oh, if you look at Dom, he's already breathing out of his mouth. Clear sign of exhaustion. Yeah. Oh, Dom is going to sleep so good tonight.
Oh, yeah. He's probably missing work tomorrow.
Oh, for sure. This is like the first time taking your bulldog to the dog park. He's just going to be snoring. Lumbra really just feeding it in there. Okay.
Ooh, dribbled
the easy it in. Basket. Oreos 5, Redskins 3. We are going to 11. Dom calling plays. Lumber with the shot. Okay, Charlie Swisher thinking about it. Thinking.
Oh.
A lot of thought. He's Brandon with it. Brandon, not a single thought going on behind those eyes. Oh, man, I love it, though. Brandon doesn't even have to think about what he's doing. It just happened.
He's in that flow state.
He is in the flow. I just learned about the flow state. Yes, Brandon is definitely in there. Okay, Bryce. Oh, man. It looked good. Bryce has a good shooting form. Oh, ooh. JJ with the shot.
Not intimidated.
Not at all. He didn't blink. Didn't flinch. Okay, Charlie with a no-look pass. JJ with a miss. Bryce catches.
Ooh.
Oh, feeds it inside. Lumber got the ball, got some space. Pulls.
Dom is just speaking in tongues now.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even English coming out.
He's reverting back to his childhood language. Dom's mother taught him tongues before she taught him English. Ooh, Brandon pulling up. Okay, Lumbra, Bryce wide open.
Lumbra's taking them both on.
That's a confident man right there. He believes in his ability. Feeds it to Bryce. Bryce with the shot. Oreo 6.
Pulled the little Angel Reese, get his own rebound.
Mm-hmm. Now we're going into halftime. Sending it to you, Pat.
Brandon, great footwork out there. Great, good shots, man.
Thank you, man. I told you.
$100. $100? Is that the motivation? Money?
Yeah.
I ain't mad at that. Bryce, as a guy on court who's not fully dressed for competition, he's fully dressed. What is your main thing goal of speed out there?
Oh, I'm just trying to watch out for Charlie. Charlie's quick. He's one of the fastest people I know.
That's what happened when you play soccer.
Yeah.
Jake. Charlie.
Yes, sir.
I just heard from Bryce that Bryce says he has to keep up with you because you're very fast, and I told him it's because you think you're playing soccer. Is that true or false?
That is completely accurate. It's not just patronizing. Yeah.
False motivation is always there.
Oh, yeah.
Bryce is getting his warm-ups in. Mm-hmm. See, everybody else were already warmed up. As you can tell, Bryce, the only one not really in game attire, but he's getting loose. He's getting limber.
Yeah, he cooled down when he was on the announcer's table a little bit after being warmed up.
Yeah, so, you know.
Now he's trying to get back into it.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know. Bryce wasn't originally supposed to play tonight, but he decided to step in at last minute. And hey.
Mr. Dom, after getting shitted on by Brandon, how do you feel?
You know, it's a dark day in America, I feel like. But he overcame his disability, and now he won $100.
A very special ending for Brandon. Lumbar, you're a shark out there. What's keeping you motivated?
Beating that honky JJ is really keeping me motivated. I just want to get out there, belt to ass. The game's a lot closer than what I would like, but Dom's letting Brandon just come all over his face, and it's getting a little disrespectful now, but I think we're going to lock in. We're going to get this W.
A fitting splash. Back to you guys.
It'll be interesting to see if the Oreos do a little bit more of P&R action with Lumber and Dom.
They should. Good pick and roll, pick and pop. Let's see. Okay, and we are back into play. Oh, ooh. Charlie coming out with a great steal to set the pace.
Ooh, oh. Crossing.
Dom with the shot. I'm in the miss. Charlie with the pass that nobody believed. A pass fake nobody believed. Okay, let's see what Charlie Swisher does. Oh, Bryce laughing at Swisher's abilities. That's disrespect. You know what? One thing I love about Charlie Swisher? Oh, Brandon taking the air out of the room with that shot attempt. How Brandon will shoot anything, and it's wholesome because he has no fear. I no also fear. Find it equally wholesome that Charlie looks like he's having fun no matter what. Every time Charlie's running, there's a smile on his face.
Mm-hmm.
He's hunched over breathing right now. He's smiling in between breaths. Running, hiking on runs. His favorite snack is granola and raisins. Oh, ooh. Between the legs from Lumbra.
And then pulls up and sinks it.
And finishes. Oreo 7, Redskins 4. Dom with the shot and the miss. JJ with the rebound. Passes it to Charlie. Charlie pump fakes nobody and then overshoots. But he's having a great time. Charlie's getting a little handsy out there.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Dom finishes one.
Heck yeah. Don shot a shot and used 50 of his energy points. Okay, Bryce with the skyhook. Lumber wide open, asking for the ball. Drives, sees oh, JJ, adjusts the body and still makes it.
Oh, yeah, through the Red
Come
Sea.
On. Dom sizing up Brandon. Kicks out to Lumbra. Charlie with the rebound. Brandon's going to shoot it. If it's one thing a shooter's going to do, is that shoot. But that is shoot. I'm a little tongue-tied tonight.
Oh, yeah. Here's Bryce.
Could be from the bong rip I did earlier.
In and out.
That ball does not like him tonight.
But Lumbra is able to finish it off with the rebound there.
Lumbra out there talking to Bryce. He's not too happy with the way Bryce was not got to the basket. All right.
Game point.
Bryce putting his ass out there. Okay. I hear a lot of heavy breathing. Lumbra shooting game winning shot and miss. JJ takes it out.
Redskins are going to need a lot.
Who's going to fight for the ball? Redskins, Charlie with the rebound, passes it out to Brandon. Brandon, of course, shoots and miss. JJ looking to
shoot.
Oh,
and
JJ
he gets it.
Gets it. JJ shoots. Brick.
And
out of the Oreos. You know, it's interesting. You know that there's a couple of young women who have heard Dom breathe like this. with him on top, and they just had to be like, please don't die.
Right?
Please, not on top of me. I don't want to die this way. I have a family. Okay, Lumbra with the ball, takes it out. Oh,
spin.
A little spin on Charlie
He's
Swish.
Taking the double team?
Lumbra puts up a screen. Ooh. Gets the ball from Bryce.
Lumbra's trying to back down JJ.
Okay, and he throws the fadeaway.
Oh, Charlie with
Charlie
the rebound.
The save, the rebound save. Keeps it in bounds. Uh-huh. Okay, fight, fight for the ball. Down with the shot, miss. Lumbra pops it up. JJ with the grab.
Chaos.
I love how JJ won't shoot. You know.
Well, neither will Charlie, so it's
that's true.
Brandon does.
Brandon's the only shooter. Okay, hold on, hold on.
Oh,
JJ must have heard us talking. Looks like the Redskins are coming back, man. They are not going to go quietly.
There's one thing you can say them. They got heart.
They do. And Dom's has an enlarged heart. Ah. JJ with the shoot and miss. Bryce cuts. Pump fix. Fadeaway shot.
Oh!
Representing the Bryson and the Sci-Fi Show.
Mr. Substitute Teacher.
Uh-huh. He plays with the inner city youth. He teaches them chess and he plays basketball with them.
Mr. Bryce, you hit the game-winning shot.
I do, man. What did I have, like 40?
You was out there, man. You was magnificent, man. You was out there like a tooth fairy. Redskins, tough loss today, man. Tough loss, right, tough
come
loss.
Come in here, Brandon. Come in here. Hey, man. Whether we won or lost today, which we did lose,
yeah.
I'm proud of this man
Thank
right
you.
Here. He has some special abilities. He got that $100.
Yes, so he did.
Who's the real winner, man?
Hell yeah. Let's
All of us.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go. You guys have won the game. The Oreos has won the game. Where are those cookies?
Where they at, baby? We going to get them. That's how I tell you how much. We going to Disney World.
Anything's possible.
Back to you guys.
That was tough to watch. Almost as tough as watching the WNBA. Well, that does it for the first annual Clown College Basketball Invitational. I'm Dan Price for the Moonshine Sports Report.
Wow. That was amazing.
Yeah, that was some crazy shit, wasn't it?
Brandon, you balled out there.
Yeah, I balled. I got the half court. I told him I would.
Got the $100?
Yes, uh-huh. I did get the $100.
And we paid you right there, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. Right away.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, man. You put some money, and there's an obstacle in front of me. I'm getting for that obstacle, man.
What if the obstacle is a penis with semen?
Obstacle is a penis. Kick!
Oh. But you're going to get through it.
Yeah, because I just kicked it, man. Mm-hmm. It's going to fall down now.
You're going to finish what you started.
Yep.
What, am I going to start tap dancing and stomping on it now?
Like, foot bam. Play. That's foot play.
Bam!
And I know you're into that.
You tap dancing on the dick.
What,
dude?
Is somebody going to be happy yeah. about that? That sounds painful. You be like, oh, shit. No.
You never seen these videos?
No.
Guys like when the girls put the heels on the
scrotum,
like on the balls, yeah. So they gonna like it when you're doing it.
CBT,
but that's what you're into, and
no,
we can't
no,
say anything about no, that.
Yeah, no. We won't shame you.
No.
So how do you feel about your performance, JJ?
Dude, I'm not gonna lie, it was bad.
Yeah,
it was bad. I did not perform up to expectations, both in the bedroom that day and on the court that day, and I was by myself, you know. So I was very disappointed.
Dude, that shit was funny. That shit was good. Now, you guys seen it, and you go over that there. Dom didn't do anything but stand around. That was a second game.
I knew he was going to say
okay,
this.
Okay, go ahead.
There's no proof. I knew Dom was going to say that shit.
Me too.
You know, there's no proof that we played a first game, dude.
There is no proof.
There's no proof at all.
There is no proof. But in the first game, if it did happen, like OJ said, if I did it.
Allegedly.
If I wrote a book and said, if I did it, like he was talking about killing his wife, we're talking about the first game. You didn't score on me, though, on that first game.
Well, we didn't finish the first game. It's just
started. We went to the same amount of points as we did the second game. I just wanted to let that be clear.
Hey, man, you think a nuke just fires in 1 second, bro?
No.
You need time to warm up.
Yeah.
A weapon of mass destruction like Brandon Willis, dude?
Exactly.
It's time to warm up that stroke.
Yeah, man.
When you get old people like me, I'm like Mike Tyson. If I need to win in that first one. which I did. No points, and I think I scored like 6 points on you. But we're going to pivot from that because we don't have footage of that. We have footage of what just happened. You scored 3 points.
Thank you.
You were the best person on your team.
Thank you.
I concur that.
Thank you.
As your opposition, JJ was second.
Thank you.
You know, he did do something. And who was last?
Who was last?
On your team.
On my team, Charlie Swisher.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Charlie Swisher.
Which
Charlie
is ironic considering his name.
Yeah, I know, right? I thought he was going to be like the best, but no.
That confuses me.
No, it's dude, he had an Atlanta Hawks hat that says Outkast.
Well, if that's all it takes to fool your brain.
Because I'm like, oh, man, this dude knows about it.
When Charlie, I knew we were going to lose when Charlie pulled up and I asked him, have you ever played basketball? He said, no, but I watched a YouTube video on the way here. Hmm. That's how I knew we were fucked, Brandon.
See, I didn't hear that, but I would have heard that. I would have been like, damn, we might be fucked.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
And then, but you guys did lose because you had the all-star team of me and Lumbra and Bryce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I still won the war. Like, I lost the battle, but I won the war.
Well, no, you lost the war. The battle would have been the $100.
Oh, that's war. The battle?
Yeah. The war is the game.
Brandon, don't listen to this fool.
Oh, well, as long as I won the battle.
Yeah.
Well, that's the first annual game. Yeah. There will be one next year.
There will be one
next year. We're going to win.
Uh-huh.
We will, Brandon. And we will stay on the same team.
Okay.
You'll be jacked by then. I've been putting some shit in your beers. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad, man. We're going to start practicing.
Yeah.
We're going to practice.
It's going to be good. What else have we been up to, man?
It's been a wild couple of weeks.
Yes, it has.
It's been a while. Since we left you all, Trump is back in office. And...
I tried to flee the country, but they kicked me out of the plane. So they threw me out.
Mm-hmm.
They said, we know you have Hispanic family members, and you have to get the fuck out of this plane.
And they might be in trouble.
They are in danger, in immediate danger.
Yeah.
But we got a couple months to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, jumped out the fucking plane.
You got out. You fucking DP Coopered it.
You made it.
I don't know who that is. Double Penetration Cooper?
You don't know D.B. Cooper?
Brandon, tell him about D.B. Cooper.
Come on, D.B. Cooper, he was robbing trains and shit, man. They never caught him, though, so we don't know what the hell he looks like. He could be anybody. I could have saw him at Publix yesterday. You never know.
Yeah, but, and that's the part. He missed out on the whole plane part of the story. But he jumped out. He hijacked a plane, and when they rode out, he jumped out of the plane, and he jumped into this wilderness, and they never found him.
With a bag of money.
And they never found him.
No parachute?
Huh? No, he had a parachute.
Oh, okay.
He hijacked the plane to jump out of it, and they never found him. But people are saying, like the experts, are saying that he definitely died in the wilderness there. But it sounds like a man who had a plan. Why don't you think he had somebody come pick him up?
Yeah, I don't know.
Huh.
But why do they say he died, though?
Where he jumped out of was pretty rowdy.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't have survived. Oh, they're fucking scientists.
Nerds.
Bitch. I was driving
these guys. Yeah.
I was driving down the road the other day, and the truck in front of me said, "This epidemiologist is against vaccines." Yeah.
That's the one I want to go to. I don't know what
epidemiologist. They study diseases.
Huh? They study diseases?
Yeah.
Pussies.
I know, right?
And I pulled up, and it was a fat white woman. So.
Huh? Huh.
Do what you will with that information. I'm not saying anything.
It said anesthesiologist.
Anesthesiologist?
Yep. What do they do, Brandon?
Yeah, well, we just said it.
No.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-mm.
We didn't. That was
an epidemic. Even I didn't know that.
Epidemiology.
I can't say
so that. Now we're talking about what is
anesthesia.
Anesthesia. The people that do the anesthesia, right?
Yeah. What is that?
People that do anesthesia.
Yeah. What's anesthesia?
That gas, the stuff that they put in you, be like, hey, man, we're about to give you surgery. So we'll see you in a few minutes.
Exactly. He's right.
That's not wrong.
You're right on every level.
Thank you.
Yeah. They give you that galaxy gas.
Yes.
Let's see JJ jump out of a plane.
Yeah.
Ready for your big day, JJ?
I'm so excited, man. I'm glad all my friends could be here. Dom and Brandon. As long as Brandon's here. I feel confident I can do anything.
You'll be safe.
I'm going to jump out of this fucking plane.
Yeah? You're going to jump out. He's not going to die. If you guys don't see this footage of me, I guess that means you'll be.
Yeah. And if I die, it's still fucking
scrappy, dude.
It is. And if I die, leave it in.
All right. Skydive Alabama. There we go.
retrograde. I feel the time lapse. Niggas wanna get a little mind map. Where am I going? Why you saying that? Use money on a table.
It's pretty cool. I like that one. I like that one.
I like them big. Awesome.
I feel like they cut the sleeves off of them.
Let me take a few moments to clarify the risk.
I know you're in a battle. I'll make it
How's it going?
Going good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. You ever been scouting before?
Yeah.
Why not?
Haven't gotten around yet.
What you think?
I'm excited. All
right. What you scared of? You gonna do it one day, buddy? One day you gonna do it.
I promise you.
Wait. I thought you actually be real good. Alright. You'll put on like your coat. You might have to help me over your knees a little bit. And you'll turn towards me.
Yeah, he's got a young well. But he's doing well.
So I'll go ahead and tell you some of the basics. The more relaxed you are, the easier my job is. You want my job. Alright. So just be nice and relaxed. The most important part is keep your head up and smile. If you don't smile, your face goes, you know, it's really goofy on TV, okay? Video guys will be coming right up in front of your face. I don't know what kind of things you're into, but if you're fishing, you fish, hunt, shoot, peace signs, hearts, fingers, face, whatever, it's all on you, you know what I mean? We don't discriminate much.
What is that
motion?
I'll have you step on the scale.
I got some dance moves, some struts, we'll be like, yeah, let's go skydiving. You gotta make a video hype, alright? Watch your head getting inside there. Once you're in there, you'll be buckled to me in the airplane. Something happens, make sure to listen to me, because I guess I'm unbuckling off the airplane. And once it's our turn to go, we're going to slide a little bit together. We're going to be super tight, okay? You might feel a little something. Sit flat on the floor and turn. You know, hook your legs up under the airplane, like boom. Hands on your harness, and your head goes back on my right shoulder. Make sure you're smiling real big for the camera, okay? Your head's going to go out, in, and then as soon as we go out, just push out with your hips, lean back in through your shins up, and legs and feet together like a scorpion. Boom. You feel me hitting your legs, feel me should arch, feet back, okay? After a few seconds, you'll feel me tap you. Hands out like a football game.
I'm being sharp in that guy. Fucking don't make it
crazy. This might be the time you want to remember.
All right, JJ, what are you doing here today?
I'm here to jump out of this plane, Scott. I'm here to jump out of this plane.
Came to the right place, so I heard there's a story behind that, though.
Oh, yeah. It's for the Clown College podcast. I said on the first episode, if we did an episode a week for a year, I would go skydiving.
If we can get to a year, if we put out one every week for a year, dude, I'll go skydiving. And film it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Didn't think we'd make it, but here we are.
Today's your day. All right. So was anything, is that something you wanted to do for a while, or just gotta?
No, I'm terrified of heights. Like this is something. I'm definitely out of my element, but I'm a little excited, a bit nervous, but
hey, we all are.
Most of it.
Good. All right. Anything you want to say to family or friends before you go, or your listeners?
I just want to give a shout out to Drew Davis.
Yeah. Okay.
And then if we hit the ground, post it on Reddit.
All right, please post it.
And then as soon as we go out, just push out with your hips.
He just died.
He just fell out.
Fell out for what? Can you look up his titussy? That dude 100% either died on impact or died of his injuries. Like internal bleeding or something, dude.
Dude, I can't control death. Death controls you.
I see the concern in his face.
How do they, in that day and age, get that cut off to where you don't see live him falling to his death?
I do believe in miracles.
Look up his Titusi.
Moaning the whole way down. It was terrifying, bro. Dude, wait, he was like, this is called belly to ground. And we just, I was like, oh my God. Dude, that was terrible.
Yeah. You didn't have to do nothing just this whole time, right?
Dude, just that, hold the thing. Yeah.
How you like it? Oh. You do it again?
Hell no. No, that's a one-time thing.
When you're sitting on the edge of the plane looking down at the ground, uh-huh. You're like, what the fuck? And then shout out Joe. We'll throw his business card up from Alabama Skydive, yeah. Dude.
Shout out.
He made his own business card. It had like Eiffel 65, I'm Blue Aliens on it. It was tight, bro.
Fuck yeah.
But I'm just sitting there on the edge of the plane like, no fucking way. And then all of a sudden, we just push off. I'm falling, dude. Terrifying. Absolutely, dude. Terrifying.
It was beautiful. We were all on the ground looking at you, and we were like impressed. We're like, damn, they were up far as fuck. Yeah,
14,000 feet, bro.
14,000
almost
feet.
3 miles. And I'll tell you, and everybody that I know that has gone skydiving, mm-hmm. were telling me, like, dude, it's going to change your perspective on life. It's eye opening. It's an awesome experience. It's thrilling. Your adrenaline's going to be pumping. I will never trust those people again. Because that was a bunch of fucking bullshit, dude. It was scary. No part of it was fun. I moaned the entire way down.
We heard it. You have every right.
Yeah, dude. I've never looked worse on camera. My receding hairline is showing. My face is like rolled up. I'm like this. And the straps are so tight. My fucking pooch is hanging out, dude. It's fucking awful, Brandon.
This is great.
It was awful.
Yeah, man. Dude, I can only imagine. I would have freaked out. I probably would have cried up in that bitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for like first 10 seconds, you can't breathe because all the air is rushing into your face. Oh, and I'm just like, oh, well, I'm going to fucking black out. And I'm going to be hanging there dead weight.
I have an asthma attack or some shit up there, man. That'd be terrible.
You would die.
Oh, yeah. I would die. You would 100%
die. And that should bring us to our next thing. We're doing it next year. And JJ's going to be on the ground.
And I'm going to fucking die.
It's you guys' turn, bro. So go ahead and start the cut.
Man, I should have done that shit the first time.
Yeah, dude, that outfit would have been sick. Sonic t-shirt and the leather jacket.
Oh, shit. Then
begging for my life.
When you were up there, Didn't he have to loosen up something in the back? And he told you to hold something. Bro.
So he's like, I thought it was part of the thing where he's like, because there's the controls to steer the thing, mm-hmm. and you have to put your hands all the way up, like full extension to pull it and steer it. And he's like, oh man, like you can fly it for a second. And I turn as much as I can. I look at him and I'm like, do I have to do this part? If this is like a, oh, you want to do it? It's like, no, I want to get the fuck down. We're still thousands of feet in the air.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, no, I have to like actually do something. And I'm like, fuck, fuck. And I'm like holding it. And he's like, turn left. And I'm like, and then I hear something click and I fall like an inch. And at this point, I'm dead. I think I'm dying.
Hell yeah.
I let out a noise that I couldn't replicate. Just a moan, a fucking just terror moan, bro. And then I was fine. And the landing was sick, though.
That landing was tight.
You slide across the grass a little
bit. Hell
yeah. And I just, I, my adrenaline all dumped at the same time, and I'm just laying on this dude.
You were the last one out. You were the last one out, right?
Yes, bro. If when you're in there, you're nuts to butts.
Uh-huh.
You're packed in that bitch like sardines. And I'm holding on to the railing, and I'm just looking around, and I'm thinking of the scene from Saving Private Ryan when they're in the boat and the ramp lets down.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it was like. I do consider myself a veteran of this country.
And I'll concur. You're more of a veteran than somebody else in this one. But, but look. That was great, man.
Yeah, it was terrifying. I
can't believe you did it. You said you were going to do it first episode?
Yeah.
A year.
Yeah. I did not think we'd be here.
Yeah.
I thought Brandon would have been, you know, his condition. And,
you know, he's talking. He's not talking about that condition. Talking about the other one.
Which one?
It's the one you're thinking about. But I thought you would have got abducted. Somebody would be like, oh, here's a, you know, Hulk Hogan figure. And you'd be like, oh, let me get that. And then you would have been in fucking, you would have been mining diamonds right now. And then Dom, I thought his heart would give out.
Yeah. Give out from what?
Well, I think, honestly, your heart's going to be good for a while after after today. It's kind of got jump started a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you let out some moans yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See, we haven't seen this because we literally just shot it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out Ian Miller.
Ian Miller for letting us do it at his crib.
And shout out Mark Viola for... Yeah.
Shout out Mark, dude.
Hell yeah. Another applause. There we go.
For taking part in this.
Yeah.
His actions spoke for a nation.
Yeah.
Spoke for a whole race.
Yeah.
What? Let's take a look.
Hell yeah.
Hey guys, if you're watching this, you probably watched the podcast and heard me say some disparaging things about the Jews.
You know, Kanye's not wrong about everything. But
is he Jewish though?
He might be.
We don't
even know.
I can never tell.
I don't know. Italian? You know,
I can never tell who's Jewish or not.
Yeah.
I guess
Kramer?
I give credit to the Germans for figuring that out because I just think they all tell Hitler.
Yeah. I'm gonna stop using my Jew jokes now. I'm scared of sucking mustard gas out of Jewish people's
Yeah, Drake better come back with heat because he's sticking up for all mixed light-skinned niggas, even though he's Jewish and we don't. But
on record.
Is he a Jew? The Dr. Swash guy? Let's not lump the Jews in with us. I'm not saying I like him, but he wasn't bad to black people. They killed like 14. That happens more. That's not that bad. I know he's Jewish, but he ain't getting paid. This is a pro Hitler podcast. You can say whatever you want.
What would you do, Dom?
I would take a whole bunch of gold coins.
Holy shit.
And then stuff them in pigs and shrimp. Actually, I don't know if can't tell Jews apart from white people.
Guys, as you can see, that was clearly satirical. And to prove that, I brought the most aggressive Jewish person I know, Mark Viola.
You're a human landfill, you piece of garbage. Honestly, you're the thing that makes people hate America. It'd be nice if you died sometime soon. Sooner. Like now. You know.
Now see, here at Clown College, we're bringing the Jewish and the black relationship closer than it's ever been.
For everyone who's ever heard you on your podcast, your listeners will thank me.
did hurt. Ah, they got me. This is stuck in me?
Yeah.
Oh, God, get it out!
Is it still?
It's on. Okay, turn it off?
Turn it off, yeah. Is it still shocking you?
No,
it's off and I.
It's just stuck in my skin.
Yeah, I know. We're gonna have to rip it out.
It's a needle thing.
Okay.
You're gonna have to rip it.
Damn.
Yeah, it's gonna be a pull, but it should be back skin, so it's okay. Let me get it on film. Do you want to pull Ian? Or do you want me to?
You go for it.
All right, Dom, I love you, okay?
All right.
Don't do that.
No?
Don't do that.
No?
It's gonna be a sharp pull.
No. I don't believe, I think it's a groove in there, dog. It's gotta be a groove.
You want to Google how to get it out?
Yeah, let me get on it.
Oh, dude. I should have had a shirt on.
It's okay, it's just needles in you. Now it's all good.
But it's hooking, something's hooking in there, so if you pull it out.
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
God damn it.
It should have gone straight in, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Place one hand on the pose is embedded that stabilizes the skin around the puncture site. Slide safety clip notch between the probe. Or they're saying they have a tool to get it. Is there something else in that box over there?
I don't think so.
Give me 1 second. I'll take a look.
No, stay down. Yeah. Stay down. You want to move around?
Yeah, it's definitely.
There's literally nothing else in here.
There's definitely a hook, though, right?
Yeah, there's definitely a fucking hook.
Why would they have a hook? You got some goddamn kid. You sons of bitches.
Oh my gosh. I just wanted to keep whatever I was going
to
ask.
I just didn't know there's enough recordings that show him asking me to do this. That it's not me that just randomly did this to him. All right? I had verbal consent.
Does it hurt right now?
Nah.
Okay. Then, dude, stop being a bitch.
Or keep being a bitch. Either way, I don't really.
Either way, it's amazing footage.
Oh, did it look good?
Oh.
You made a sound. You failed.
Hey, at least I didn't fuck around with it, right? Like, I leveled it. I aimed. I made sure that I was squared up with, like, the middle of your back.
I appreciate this, dog.
Yeah, no problem. How much more dead center could I have been with
that? That's actually incredible.
You know? Smoke coming out like a damn mushroom.
It was like a Hamilton duel.
Y'all need to send me that.
Yeah, that's it. I like how you said the review was like, you need to take your shirt off because I don't think it'll go through the clutch. That would have went through the fucking Iron Man.
That's crazy.
Fuck me.
I had to pack my own asshole a couple times, so like,
what?
I can.
Wait, for real?
When, did you have a cyst?
Yeah, I had a cyst.
A neonatal cyst?
Yeah.
A polyneal?
Yeah.
You get the galls?
Neonatal.
No, maybe. That's what I gotta go look for.
It's still in me.
Yeah, I'm more worried about disinfecting it before pulling it out.
It'll be fine.
It's gonna hurt. Oh, hell yeah. Mark with the field medic shit.
No, record it, Brenna.
Yeah,
it's all recording.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2. Oh, shit. 1, 2. No, that is fully barbed in there. That is not coming straight out.
I'm gonna watch this video.
Is it just one or two?
It's two. Well, I can try and see if the other one's barbed in the same way.
If it's hooked.
1, 2, 3. Yeah, no, I can see there's blood coming out.
Ugh.
No one did research.
No.
So the answer is literally just to tear the skin.
Yeah.
All right. So the answer is to use a pair of pliers and yank it out, tearing the skin on the way.
And this is in a hospital.
Well, we could go there. They'd have lidocaine to give you at the very least.
I'm not going to the hospital.
That's somebody passed me a cigarette.
I got you, dog.
Holding that.
You're a little peroxided. Oh, rip me off one square. Or like a piece or whatever.
That's what I was trying to say. You should probably want to.
All right.
Don't just yank it either.
I'm not. Well, I mean.
You're going to have to.
At a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 1, 2. On 3, I'm going to start pulling, okay?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2. God.
Oh, nice. Hell yeah. That
one. 1, 2, 3. Okay.
Is it on there?
The barb is on there.
Cool.
Hell yeah. You're joking. We gotta keep those barbs, though. Those are going on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Those are getting framed.
Make
or
them
something.
Into a pair of earrings or something.
Yeah, Dolphin just wear them. Sell them at the gift shop as like you, reproduction ones.
Nipple rings. Your wedding bands. You know.
No. You got your certificate. He has his mask.
Oh, yeah.
When no, when you finally
yeah,
run out
of fucker,
fucking
do it.
Be outside, baby.
Congratulations, Andrew. I've never been more proud of you. I didn't want to slap you directly from. On the back. I
appreciate it.
Hell yeah.
You started the whole thing. I was done.
Oh,
dude,
hell yeah.
I'm looking forward to being one of the 16 man. Views on YouTube.
I'm just fucking with you, bro.
And we're back.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So, walk us through how that felt, man.
So, you know, we shot the whole skit or whatever. And even because we shot multiple scenes multiple times. And so when we shot that last scene, it was just one time. And my whole thing was, I was like, I bet I can stand up and take it. And, I don't know how the tape looks because we didn't get to watch it yet, but I felt like, and I just felt like that I stood there for a second, and I was like, oh, yeah, I got this. And then another jolt of electricity hit my side, and I was like, oh!
That wasn't the noise, but yeah, I get the idea. Yeah.
What did the noise sound like? I really don't know.
Man. It was like, ugh!
Yeah, it was like, oh!
And I don't know if I was trying to take a step or something, or I just like football dive to the. I don't really know what I did.
It was like you were reaching out, kind of. Just fell forward.
But that jolt, when it was in me, that jolt, like, definitely not all the way paralyzed the side of my body, but it definitely made it go, like, oh shit, you could control me if you want to. And thankfully, Mark Viola didn't keep the voltage on too long. But yeah, it was fun. And then. As you guys seen, we got the prod stuck in my back for a good 20 minutes.
Yeah.
A good 20 minutes. Shout out to Alex for taking it out.
Dude, it was so fucking funny because we'd be like, Ian, go get this. And he'd like walk to the door and then just walk back and be like, Ian, are you getting that? And be like, yeah, yeah. And then you go eat like a fucking ice cream sandwich. Come
was
back.
He really eating an ice cream sandwich?
No, I just said that.
Oh, my God.
It seemed like something he would do. Shout out Ian, though, man. Hell fucking yeah. Love Ian.
Hell yeah.
We should have got him to take him out with those fucking forearms, dude.
I thought he, because he's CLS, so that means he has to go, you don't have to take prongs out of somebody's back, but.
He knows more shit than the average.
Yeah,
person.
He knows more shit than average. And I thought we were going to have to go to the emergency room because you pulled on him, and then Mark Viola pulled on him.
Well, I never pulled him.
Who was the first one? Was that you? Okay, so then Alex pulled him, and then Mark Viola pulled him. Yeah. And then I was like, well, they're clearly not coming out.
Yeah.
And then whenever Alex did it the second time with the, what the fuck are those things called?
The forceps.
Forceps, bam, came right out.
Yeah, dude, and y'all joked on me for looking up the YouTube video, man. Came in clutch.
Smart. Came in clutch.
Smart, little applause for that. Hell yeah, man, that
just
was
crazy. Never
makes
that fun
like
of somebody
musket.
For trying to, yeah.
That smoke that came
I thought
out.
You died.
Me too, when I heard
it. And the smoke.
Man, dude, it's like it was, Revolutionary War right there. I'm like, my friend.
It was like a Revolutionary War reenactment.
The British
and
came.
And Mark Viola there, who definitely does reenactments. I mean,
oh yeah,
he has the gear.
For Fallout,
who's going to be the Jew?
I'll tell you
right
now.
Shout out Alex Z.
Shout out Alex Z. Great
Alex
joke.
Alex Z.
Did you hit the applause? We don't have our headphones in.
Hell yeah.
But that was brutal, dude.
It was
You're
good.
A trooper for doing that. I could tell. I knew before you were talking all that shit. And you said the review, like somebody left a review on it where it's like, yeah, it could probably penetrate the skin, but somebody's shirt would have to be off.
Yeah, because that's why I took that's why I had to cut out of the shirt like that, because all the bad reviews were like, this thing won't penetrate. Now, they didn't do it. So they didn't really know, but they were like, oh, this thing wouldn't penetrate a shirt or something like that.
And
so
that's
I was like,
you can't trust anybody.
Yeah,
dude.
And then I want it to be like authentic and get up in there.
Yeah.
And it did. It was, and it
was
took pressure for you guys to get them out. Okay. Yeah, it was like a good amount of pressure to get it out. But you know what I'm saying? I guess I'll show you.
Brandon, close your eyes, man.
Is it in there?
Yeah. The gauze is. Yeah. Oh yeah, it has the bandage on it.
So, you know.
Damn, it was for real. It was legit.
Yeah.
We laid on the line here at Clown Culture.
Yes, we and do. I could tell it hurt a lot more than you thought it was going to.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and while they were in my back, and like it was like legit 20 minutes while they were in my back, and I was like, when I was laying down, it was still okay, but when I stood up, I was like, damn, this shit hurts. Like
started pulling on it.
Yeah, I was like, I can feel something in my back now. Man. But yeah, that's good. You know what? It's a good self defense. Now, I guess next time I should try pepper spray.
Yeah. Now I have been pepper spray.
To compare, which one would be the best self defense?
Yeah, right? I don't have anything to compare it to, but the pepper spray does suck because it lasts for hours.
Oh, no.
I don't want that.
Yeah,
I would have definitely rather did this then.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see next year.
Hell yeah, we'll still be here.
Yes, we will. Guaranteed.
Clown College gang gang, throw up them gang signs, baby. What's your shit?
Clown College.
Maybe not. They already have dibs on that one.
Oh, they already got dibs. What is that?
The Crips.
Crips.
When I did this?
Well,
that's Oregon.
Yeah.
What? Oh no, man, no.
Hold on, you part of Jay-Z crew?
Dude, I'm part of my Brandon Willis.
You rock Walla,
dude? No, I don't.
You part of the Clown College?
No. Yeah, I'm part of.
Maybe Clown something College like this. Right,
no, what is that?
It's two C's, but it looks like an S. We're part of the CCP, bro.
Oh, CCP.
No. Is that something?
Clown College Podcast.
Yeah. Clown College Podcast.
So you support the CCP?
Clown College Podcast, yes.
The CCP.
The Clown College Podcast, yes. CCP.
Would you support the CCP? That's our initials.
Oh, then if that's for our initials, yeah.
Say it then. Say it with your chest and the microphone.
Yep. Clown College Podcast,
no, just
CCP.
Say the initials, Brandon.
Say
why just the initials?
Just say, I support the CCP.
Can I search and see?
Brandon, we're on camera.
Fuck it. Yep. The CCP.
Hell yeah.
Say it.
I support the CCP.
All right.
Clown College.
No freedom for Hong Kong.
Clown College. Oh, man. Look, they set you up.
That's how they get you.
Alice, can you see this? On my camera. This is what they shot me with.
Yeah. It's like a little harpoon, bro.
Yeah, it
is. You got Moby Dicked.
Damn, man.
Penetrated.
It works. Now, if somebody's on meth, though, any kind of, like, upper drug, I don't think that work. No. Yeah. Well, at least this one wouldn't work. You need to get an industrial size. Industrial? Yeah. You need to get a fucking whopper of one. You know,
something to take down Godzilla,
dude,
you know?
I'm just glad it wasn't like a treble hook with the three prongs, because that would have been nasty, bro.
It would have pulled out both sides of the skin.
Oh, man.
And it wouldn't have been sharp enough, so.
Yeah, it would have taken out like a piece of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, your back would have been hanging on it. We would have been, damn, man.
I love how we were all out there doing this, and then we couldn't get the prongs out. And I think it was like, did you guys look this up before you did it?
I was like, no. I tried to tell you that was going to happen.
Yeah. At the time, I was like, well, clearly they have a quick release.
What? How does a barb quick release out of your skin?
I just didn't think it would be that hard to pull out.
Dude. They're meant to stick in people running away or trying
with
to attack
on.
You. Yeah.
Yeah, with clothes on. That was fun.
Well, next time we'll do it better.
We'll do it.
You live and learn. You live and learn.
We got to rotate these. Like next time Brandon jumps out of the plane, you get shot. And then, what happened? What'd you do, Brandon?
Oh, man, I wrestled, man. I did pro wrestling.
Huh.
Like WWE, you know?
Okay.
Who'd you wrestle, dude?
Yeah.
Oh, Adam Priest. Hell yeah.
Was he a formidable opponent?
Oh, dude. That match was amazing.
He fucked you up.
Yeah, it was like a dream come true.
He Brandon, beat the shit out of you, bro.
Yes, he did. Yeah. It was a dream come true.
We can't even describe it, bro. You're just going to have to watch it.
Yeah, you got to watch it. That shit was crazy.
Check it out.
Clown College presents Adam Priest versus the Beast. I hope you paid your dues. Priest will exercise his enemy. It's bear season. This November 2nd, Huntsville, it's going down. Adam the Priest from AEW will be smacking down the Black Bear. The Black Bear, fresh from hibernation.
There's 6 more weeks of winter.
It's going down. Now look here, I know Adam Priest done NXT, AEW, and all that stuff, but guess what? He never went against the Black Bear. You know me? The Black motherfucking Bear. I can take down anybody, man. Look, I can do open mics. I'm in the streets. I skint this motherfucking bear, and I'm gonna skin him on that ring. Just watch. You'll see. It's going down. Me and my manager, Pat.
Welcome, podcast fans. We are at Rocket City Wrestling with Adam Priest, world-class wrestler. You might have seen him on AEW, NXT, Ring of Honor, around the world, Germany, Thailand, Bangladesh. He's been there, and he's here to teach Brandon Willis the ropes of wrestling.
The Big Black Bear, as they call him, right? Isn't that it?
Absolutely.
But listen, wrestling's all about fun. Nobody's going to get hurt here. We're just going to teach him the ropes, maybe do a bump or two, as they say, in the ring, you know? And we're just going to have a good, fun time.
Let's get to it.
Rule is everything's in the middle.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Here's what we're gonna do first. We're gonna learn to bump.
Okay.
So what we're gonna do is you're gonna get like about to take a shit.
Alright.
Rule number one, tuck your fucking chin. Okay? So when you go down, always tuck your chin or you're gonna be walking around like Tua Tagovailoa. You know what I'm saying? Like you're fucking concussed. Chin tucked, and then you go. Alright, you see what I did there? You're gonna go, the middle of your back needs to hit flat, and you slap all at the same time. It ain't geometry. What is it called? Fucking,
physics?
Physics.
Oh, physics.
If just your shoulder hits the ground, the shit's gonna hurt, but as much of your body hits at the same time, it don't hurt as bad. All right, ready? Go. Oh! Do another one. Bad. Do another one. Not bad. Man, what are you fucking clapping for?
You gotta clap.
Is that your stupid fucking bear?
Yeah.
Yes.
Black Bear.
Is that the gimmick?
Yeah. Brandon Black Bear Willis.
You're gonna go through hit. One. One. Hit. So, don't be choppy when you hit. One, two, hit. You should always be hitting the same way. So like, you see how my leg is like this? When I'm hitting, I'm planting. Alright, try that first. This usually always goes bad the first time, but we'll see how you do. Hit. So if you're coming off and I go for a clothesline, what's up?
Can I take my inhaler real quick?
Oh, yeah. It's better than some of those guys. Yeah, take your breather, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do kind of got like an Eric Bischoff thing going on right now.
Hell yeah.
Put your hands over, stand up and put your hands over here.
Take your time, man. Yeah,
he said the next part is not that bad.
Yeah, you only got a little bit left and it's just you're not doing the bumps and all that. Well, you're gonna just get hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wipe off.
Go, pick it up, yeah.
Okay.
Hit it five times, that's one. Pick it up. That's how athletic you are, okay? When I whip you the corner, you're gonna go up. You can use the bottom rope if you have to. If not, it's called up and over. And I'll go under, okay?
Ready?
Alright. Where's that? Yep. Oh, shit. You gotta land. He thinks he's fucking good or something. Call the 5 and 5 for real. See how I'm holding you right there?
Yeah.
So it's not this, it's not that, it's just this.
Is this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay? Just enough to hold on to each other. So here's what's gonna happen. So go to the rope. So I'm gonna whip you, but I'm not gonna let go of you. You're gonna keep hitting on that line. You know what I'm saying? Right. You see where we're tugging there? And you whip me off the rope, and you pull and just step. And you just stay out of my way. Remember that line I told you about?
Yep, right in the middle. Yeah.
All right. Bumping thing,
mm-hmm.
I want you to hit the rope, and when your chest touch my hand, you bump.
Okay.
Now this time, I'm going to throw a line. Mm-hmm. I'm hitting you here, and you just bump.
Okay.
You were tucking, uh-huh. But you tuck too soon, I almost hit you in the mouth. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So say, put your arm up.
Okay.
Buddies here anyway.
Alright.
Hey,
right.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
This hand over me.
Okay.
And then you keep slipping off.
Okay.
Push in there. Yeah. See? A, B, C. Perfect. Lay it over. You ain't got a fucking twinkle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to get you up here and just tuck your chin and I'll put you over on your back. Okay.
Okay.
So it's on me, but you can't fight me.
I won't.
Okay? Alright. Hey, B, C. Quit sticking that out.
Okay.
It's here. Just get in on me.
Okay.
It's not gay. We're just hanging out. Are you homophobic, dude?
No. No. Not at all. I got nothing against it.
Well, it's 2024, dude. You can't be fucking homophobic.
Man,
okay, alright, alright.
Trust me, not enough.
I mean, he's gay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. Alright. A, B, C.
Like that?
Yeah. A little bit more.
A little bit more.
Okay. A, B, C. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright.
Alright. 1, 2.
Oh, shit!
You can say it.
A, get up! See? You good?
Yeah,
does that feel okay?
Yeah.
All right, so you're gonna give me the body slam.
Oh shit!
So you're gonna go.
Hang on.
You're right-handed.
I'm left-handed.
All right, so put your left hand under me. Yeah.
All right.
And you're going to flip me up, and I'll lay on your shoulders for a second. Don't put me down, okay?
Okay.
All right, up. Yeah. Now switch this hand.
With your right?
Over my head.
Right here?
Yeah. And then you're going to put me down. Not right now, but that's
it. Oh, yeah! 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 Yeah!
Hey, I don't know what the fuck you're celebrating about. You wouldn't be able to do that shit if I didn't let you. That's what the fuck we're doing here, okay? I don't know what you're celebrating with your fucking buddy for.
I
let you come in here, I'm trying to teach you a thing or two, and you're going to fucking celebrate like you've done something?
I thought
you know what?
I did.
Take the fucking stupid ass mask off. Take it off. Hey. Huh? Fuck. Too, huh? You think this is fucking funny? Huh? Get your fucking ass. Come here. Thank you, somebody, huh? No! Oh,
shit. Oh, there. Oh, shit. Oh!
I got you, ring. Come on. Come on, Nick. Be bothering me. Come on. Come on. Come on. I got you.
Now, I know Adam Freeze and NXT, AEW, and all that shit, but he's never dealt with this. The motherfucking black thing.
You saw that fucking bear at me? Oh. Now it's personal.
Yeah, I ain't you there.
This is your stupid fucking bear, huh? This motherfucker wants to chop me? Like he thinks he's gonna come in here and do some stuff? I'm here teaching him how to do this shit. It isn't the other way around. See, that's the problem. Everybody comes in here and acts like they can come in here and do what I do. That's not how it's gonna go. It's about to get a whole lot more ugly on this.
Hell yeah, man!
Yeah.
That's what's up!
Yeah!
That's what's up!
Yeah!
That's what's up.
Yeah.
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 Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah!
Brandon, when Adam hit you with that first chop, I thought your chest exploded.
Yeah, when I saw it in person, like listen, when I saw it on the footage, that was crazy because I don't know if it was adrenaline or whatever, but when I got slapped and stung, but I was like, oh shit, all right, that's a good one. Boom. But when I saw it on camera, that looked like a massacre.
Dude, it was so loud and like dope. Your fucking sweat and like chalk flew off. It was crazy.
Like a wave.
That shit looked like, I mean, the way he was beating the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Was insane. Were we not legit scared?
That was not acting at all.
That's not
like,
acting.
Not even a little bit. I thought we were going to have to act, and then he hit you with that, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, it
was
crazy.
It was crazy.
That was crazy.
I was fearful.
I thought you were going to die.
Yeah.
Hey, man. That would have, hey, glaze of glory. You know what I mean? It was.
Gaze of glory.
Not gaze of glory.
What? G-O-G.
Huh? Well, how'd they say it? Fade the glory? What is it?
Blades of glory.
Blades of glory. I just said
that
glaze.
That has nothing
like
to do with
glaze donuts. But basically,
he's talking about the
movie?
Yeah, movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was, man, dude, dream come true.
Yeah.
Like, that was,
yeah.
How did
Black it feel?
Bear, it was good. It
Hell
felt
yeah.
good.
That could not have been better. Adam, thank you, bro.
Thank you.
You are a beast.
Thank you, man.
We are.
Rocket City Wrestling.
Right off 431, 231 behind Cosmos Fitness. Every first and third or Saturday of the month.
Yeah.
Yeah, go check it out.
Go check it out. And it's fun. It's legit
it
ring. It's
legit,
a legit intro.
Nice bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Plenty of drinks. It's
yeah.
tight, bro.
Go to that and check it out. We're so lucky. And shout out to Kim for hooking us up with Adam Priest.
Thank you, Jessica.
Kim and Jessica, you guys have been so supportive of Clown College.
Yes.
And thank you. And the whole, you know, comedy scene, not just stand-up, but all the comedy scene around Huntsville. So I can't believe you took so many bumps.
Oh, yeah, man, dude. That was
And was fun.
It was fun.
Just got back up.
Built you
got
tough.
You got tired for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, I had a little asthma. To the best. But that's what happens. You saw what happened, Mike Tyson. You got to get back in shape. Like me, I had to get back into it. Yeah,
but after that, you were perfect.
Oh, yeah.
You were more perfect, like, learning. I mean, it was harder for you to, like, learn in part because of so many slams and those bumps. We all took a bump.
Yeah, and Pat took a bump.
Yeah, and Pat took a bump.
Took two of us to help him, but we did it.
It took a lot of us. It
took the whole crew, man.
To pick Pat up.
That was scary, man. Yeah. That was scary.
I was scared. I was like, damn, man, you might be in this ring for a long time.
I saw whenever he was taking the bump, I saw Adam Priest. He wasn't, like, really paying attention, and he heard Pat was going to take one. So he looked up. He was nervous because I don't think he had the insurance to cover. Oh. What was ever going to happen?
When the ring imploded.
Oh, my gosh. The ring just fucking break or something. You'd be like, oh, shit.
Like when Brock Lesnar slammed the Big Show?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or like on 2013 when you'd had the Big Show and Mark Henry just break that thing.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have started this conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
You did, man. Wrestling's crazy. Speaking of wrestling, I got like a Hulk Hogan autograph. That was crazy.
Oh, that was sick. On the case of beer.
Yep.
What was the beer called?
It was called, what was it, the Great American Beer?
Because you're a patriot.
Yeah.
You're damn right.
Yeah.
What's wrong with being a patriot?
Nothing. That's good shit.
I
better
not hear you say anything different. I didn't fight for this fucking country for you to think it's bad being a patriot.
I don't think that's bad. That's good shit. Patriot forever.
So, I guess our next goal for the next year is to get Brandon on Fox News.
Yes. Hmm. That is the goal.
But just think about it. If you're on Fox News, dude, Hulk Hogan, you might be able to meet him. There's a good chance that not just meet him, but sit in the green room with him.
I just meet him at a convention, though, man.
Right? That's not real.
Right?
Dude, you want to be a part of this.
Yeah.
Be on part the right what? Side of history.
Yes. The right? I don't know much about politics.
No, it's not
politics. Not political at all. It's all for money.
Yeah, it's a news channel. It's a huge new channel.
It's news entertainment.
Yeah,
like sports and sports entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So like CNN wouldn't like a.
Dude, whatever you can say, whatever.
It's the wrestling of the news.
Yeah, you can talk about your views on the gays and everything.
But
we know how
I don't
you feel.
Have a view.
You don't have
I
to don't explain. Have
we know how you feel, dude. That
everything's cool, man.
We should get Brandon on The View.
Like Whoopi Goldberg? Is that what she's on? Yeah.
Dude, we might get you a cabinet position at this rate.
I'd do it.
What's the movie she was in? Sister Act.
Sister Act and, Dirty Dancing.
Yep. And Ghost. Remember you watched Ghost?
No. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's exactly what I was trying to say. Ghost.
Yeah.
She was on Ghost. Not Dirty Dancing. She's never done that.
So The View and Fox News will split.
I don't know. Like, because I don't know about these news channels. They look pretty serious, though, on there, man.
Yeah,
they're
selling it.
I know.
They're heels. They're all heels.
They're heels for real? I don't believe it.
Dude, look at Tucker Carlson. He's chill as fuck.
He's a heel?
Yeah.
Well, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Now everything he says is 100% correct.
Based.
He's based as hell.
Based.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're going to, it's fine. You'll do Fox News, then you'll transition, then you'll be on The View.
No.
All right. We're in. I'm going to go to Scientology. I'm going to be a Scientologist.
I guess I'll try to resurrect the Black Panther. Are they still kicking around?
Wow, this stuff all shifted.
You should be a Black Israelite.
I can do that.
Let's do that. Let's go all the way deep in.
Okay.
You know?
I'll get in there, dude. Yeah. Should I take those melanin pills that Robert Downey Jr. took for
Nothing
Tropic Thunder?
Nothing would please me more.
Dude, what if I just show up and I'm black?
Holy shit.
With this hair?
That'd be crazy as hell, man. I'd be like, damn.
Would you support me if I transitioned to black?
Dude, you...
Hold on.
What? You can do whatever you want.
You damn... Thank you, Brandon. He support... Didn't say you support him.
Yeah, there you go.
No, say you support him, Brandon.
I guess, I mean...
What the hell, Brandon? I thought we were friends, dude. Wait.
You're not going to support your own friend, but you support somebody else?
You support Hulk Hogan,
but you won't support your own fucking friend?
What? I don't support Hulk Hogan.
You're not
going to
support your N-word over here,
what
dude?
What he did? Oh, whoa.
I didn't say it.
Oh.
Not yet, but when I'm black, I will say it.
No,
Brandon,
man,
you tell everybody right now if JJ wants to wear blackface, goddamn, he can do it.
Okay, no. No.
Sammy Sosa turned white.
I don't even know who that is. Sammy Sosa. What the fuck? Sammy Sosa?
Yeah, Sammy Sosa and Mark Maybe.
Mark Maybe. You hear this, Dennis?
Yeah, don't talk to Dennis like that, bro. You made fun of him for wearing a dress, and now you want to be friendly with him?
And it's a blouse. It's not a dress. That's it's a blouse. It's a nice blouse. Probably costs thousands of dollars.
Probably does. Dude, is that from Victoria's? No. No.
What?
No.
It's a Victoria's Secret one.
It could be.
I thought you were talking about a TV show.
Not Victoria.
He's WWE superstar Dennis Rodman.
Oh, yeah. Him and Karl Malone.
Really?
And Karl Malone has never done anything bad.
Never.
Made the difference right there. Wait, do you know Victorious?
Huh?
The TV show.
You don't know? I knew he would.
He was 30 when that show
came. Yeah, of course. So you didn't watch, of course, did you watch Nickelodeon in 2013?
No.
No, he wasn't our age. We were 10. Like,
not watching Nickelodeon. Oh, man,
Victorious is a crazy show. It's on, what is that documentary called with
Dan Schneider documentary.
Yeah, it's because he's crazy about feet.
Victorious was a good show.
Perfect show.
All right, boys. A year down.
1 year in the books. One year more to go. I'll be black this next year. Brandon will be a woman. And Dom will...
be Portuguese.
Probably still be kind of the same. Portuguese, yeah. Let's go with that.
Yes, that's exactly what we're going to do. Thank you. Big thank you to everybody who actually going to put on the
thank
screen
you,
after this. Bang, bang.
Thank
Clown
you.
Clown College.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
My money stack high up to 14. Hey man, you know what I mean. And when I be on stage, I'm trying to be obscene. Don't play with me, I got DIDs, dissociative identities. Jokes galore, I got a plenty. Choke a rat out like I'm Lenny. And I'm holding a mouse because I'm all about cheese. And my evil twin, he Chinese. Tell me, is it real like vis-a-vis? Run a rap game, E-D-I-me. Punchlines hit a nigga in his spleen. Pull up to the scene, I'm way too clean. Yeah, Black Panther, hidden dragon. Still hit the stage with my pants sagging. We in retrograde, I feel the time lapse. Niggas wanna get a peep at my map. Where am I going? Why you saying that? It was money on the table, I had to take that. I call my blunt facts, I had to face back. It be sitting on my face like Ray-Bans. Shit be sitting on my face like Raven. Wait, no, ha-ha, I'm just saying. Y'all gotta stop playing with me like I'm playing, man.